Chapter 1. Introduction. 1. Baptism in the waters does not save anyone. Baptism in the waters does not save anyone. Salvation only comes through believing in Jesus and what He has done, repenting from your sins and wrong way of living, receiving Jesus as your Savior. 2. It is a commandment of Jesus. Baptism in the waters is a commandment of Jesus Christ for every believer. Acts chapter 2, verse 28. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of joy in your presence. Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. 3. Requirements for baptism. The sole requirement for baptism is that you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Your Lord, because it is Jesus who governs your life. Your Savior, because it is Jesus who saved you and helped you. 4. The meaning of baptism in the waters. Baptism in the waters is much more than diving into water or religious symbolism. There is power in baptism in the waters. 4.1. The death of one's old self. It is our funeral. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 4.2. The washing of sins. The blood that Jesus shed on the cross of Calvary cleanses us from all our sins. Baptism in the waters is an outward act, symbolizing the inward cleansing that Jesus did. 4.3. The resurrection of one's new self. It symbolizes being born again to a life with God. Romans chapter 6, verse 1-4. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. 4.4 symbolizes being disciples of Jesus. Salvation is not just about giving your life to Jesus one day and never doing anything else. Once we have passed through the gate of the kingdom of God, through Jesus, we have to walk on the narrow path, which leads to the presence of the Father. 5. Biblical examples. 5.1. Baptism of the eunuch. Acts chapter 8, verse 35 to 38. Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus to him. Now as they went down the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized? Then Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So he commanded the chariot to stand still. And both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. 5.2. Peter at Cornelius' house. Acts chapter 10, verse 34 to 48. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word, and those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then Peter answered, can anyone forbid water, that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they asked him to stay a few days. 6. Some misconceptions. 6.1. Baptizing babies. We do not do this because they have no conscience of repentance, nor faith. 6.2. Inspecting the candidates' lives. It is the practice of some churches to send a group of older brothers to inspect the candidates' lives. This is wrong. It is not biblical. There is instant sanctification and progressive sanctification. 7. How to administer baptism. 7.1. by immersion. This means that the person is baptized with water. The person enters a pool, a river, etc., where he or she is immersed in the water. 7.2. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. When the person is baptized, the pastor baptizes them in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. 8. What is the importance of baptism in the waters? The devil knows very well the importance of baptism in the waters. That is why it is very common for people who decide to be baptized to suffer attacks or strange things happen in the days leading up to the baptism ceremony. A. My advice. Do not give up. Do not give up on being baptized, because that is what the devil wants. He wants you to give up on being baptized so that he can continue to trample on your life, your marriage, your finances, and your health. B. Do not be shocked if the devil attacks you. It is during the baptism in the waters that these demons will be buried once and for all in your life. Therefore, do not be discouraged and be baptized. Do not give up, no matter what the excuse, because there are great victories for your life at the baptism in the waters. C. Make the right decision and build your life on the rock. Whoever decides to be baptized is making the right decision, is building their life on the rock. When you decide to be baptized, you are doing what Jesus referred to as building your house on the rock. There will be storms, problems, but you will overcome them because you have built your life on the rock. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 25. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock.